Good morning and a very happy Christmas to you all. And looking out, it's good to see regular people, visitors, and indeed new visitors. So whether you're a regular attender, whether you're here for the first time, you're equally welcome to share our Christmas service with us today. You'll be relieved to know that there are not many intimations today. There will not be tea and coffee served after the service today. I think there are probably more urgent culinary matters to be attended to at home. But we will have our praying for the future on Wednesday at 1 o'clock, our usual prayer time. As most of you, I think, know, Breda is flying out to South Africa on Tuesday to join Francie and the rest of the family there for a well-earned holiday. So the service next Sunday morning will be conducted by Colin Hanover. I think many of us will remember Colin. He's been here a few times in the past during vacancies. So he'll be conducting the service next week. And we're back to the usual time of 11 o'clock on the 1st of January. Thank you.
Thank you, Alistair. And for those of you I missed at the door, a blessed Christmas day for you, all of you. It's wonderful to be gathered to celebrate the coming of our Lord. Isn't it fantastic to be able to do it again after 2 years of lockdown Christmases? It's great to be together. But now the kids, I asked you to bring some of your presents to church today if you can. Did you do that? Yeah, I see some nods. Could you show them to me? Just lift them up so I could see what you got. Oh, that looks... I can see one kind of presence that was very popular. Would you like to show it to the people around you? Isn't it great to receive something like that? Yes. Yes, it is. Now, if the kids could tell me what other day of the year do you also receive presents? What's the other day where you also receive a present? Yes, yes, that's right. On your birthday. And why do you get presents on your birthday? And why do everybody say happy birthday? Let me tell you why that is. It's because people are so happy to have you here. So happy that you're born, that we need to celebrate it. And to celebrate it, to celebrate something is to just do stuff that shows how happy we are that this actually happened. So we give you presents, there's a birthday party, everybody says happy birthday. If granny and grandpa are far away, they give you a call. It's just a wonderful, wonderful day. It's because it's your birthday and everybody's happy about that. But now, you got presents this morning and it's not your birthday. Whose birthday is it today? Yes? It's Jesus' birthday. That's right. This is Jesus' birthday today, and that's why we're happy. And Jesus would prefer us to give presents to one another. So that's what we're doing. We're giving one another presents to show how happy we are. And we have a kind of party. I mean, we're going to have this wonderful lunch. Last night was also a special celebration. It's just this one big celebration. And usually there's one thing that we do on a birthday that you do with matches. Yes, you know what that is. You light the candles on the birthday cake. And we haven't got a birthday cake for the Lord Jesus, but we do have candles. And we've been lighting them every Sunday. We've gone through the candle of hope, of peace, of joy, and last Sunday the candle of love. But there's one special candle in the middle that we light on Christmas Day, the white one, the Christ candle. And I'm going to ask Donna if she could come. It's not Donna, it's Margaret. Sorry, I asked Margaret. If she could come and light the candles for us. Margaret, please, if you could do us the honor. and with the Christ candle lit, we can really start the celebration. And so we're all invited to the birthday celebration of our Lord Jesus Christ. When the angel announced his coming, he said to the shepherds, "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." And so let's start off with a joyous Christmas carol. Come and join the celebration. Let us pray. Lord God, as we receive your gifts, we also give these gifts. Bless them. Take them into the world where you have gifted yourself over so many years. Take it as a gift from us to show our joy. Distribute it as a gift to bring joy. Lord Jesus, we celebrate your birth into a world with the angels, together with the shepherds, the wise men, and all the generations of your children since that wonderful first Christmas day. We thank you for bringing light into our world and hope and peace and joy and love. We thank you for the assurance that you're still with us, even though we cannot see you physically. We thank you that we can experience the goodness you bring in so many ways, and today in such a special way. Be with us later today, wherever we gather, and let your joy fill our hearts. Hear us now as we pray together the prayer that you gave us.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Meg will now do our reading for us from Luke 2, verse 8 to 20.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. you will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what he had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Amen, and thanks be to God.
Now I'm going to play a bit of an imagination game with the kids. And I invite the grown-ups to join us as we do this. Let's imagine, every one of us, that you are one of the shepherds gathered that night, that first Christmas night. It worked perfectly before the service, and now, there we go. You're one of the shepherds gathered on a hillside that first night when Jesus was born. And it's a cold night, so you have to imagine you're sitting by the fire and you can feel the warmth of the fire. So all the kids, put your hands out, rub your hands so they can get warm. Okay, now hold them out to the fire. Can you feel the warmth of the fire? Nice and warm, isn't it? And now listen, what do you hear? You hear the sheep, don't you? You hear them bleating, and you hear them clomp, 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 you know, treading on the loose gravel and the stones. Can you hear them? I can hear them. That's right. There you can hear them. Well done. And lift your eyes, and what do you see? You see, not far away, you see the lights of Bethlehem. And it's not electric light, it's people have little lamps, so it's just the glow from the windows. Doesn't it look nice? Just this warm light coming from the windows. It's not far away, Bethlehem, where you know some of your friends are also staying. And then one of the other shepherds looks up and he says, "Oh, aren't the stars incredible tonight? Charlie, I think you're going to need to help me again. You see, yeah. Look at the stars. Aren't they beautiful? It's such a clear night. The stars seem as if they're just above us. It feels as if you stretch your hand out, you can pick one of them. They are beautiful." And as you are looking at the stars, something incredible happens. It's as if a light starts coming in. Slowly, there's a glow in the among the stars. And what do you see? It's an angel. It's a big, shiny angel. And immediately, everybody's afraid. Wouldn't you be afraid if you saw something like that appear up in the sky? I would be. And so you snuggle in next to your dad, who's also one of the shepherds, or your mom. And you look up and you see this angel. And then the angel starts speaking. And the sound of the angel's voice, now you have to use your imagination again. It sounds like somebody stroking a cello. Do you know a cello? This big instrument that people stroke. Or a nice violin. Even better. It's this beautiful, beautiful sound. You've never heard a sound as beautiful as that. And what does the angel say? He says, "Do not be afraid. Don't be afraid. I bring good news," he says. of the best news you've ever heard in your whole life. And it's news that will make you happy, very happy. A few minutes ago, something incredible happened, the angel says to us in this beautiful voice. Something incredible happened. A child was born, and not just any child. The child who was born in Bethlehem, just where you can see the lights flickering, the lights glowing in the windows. A child was born who will save us all. It's the baby Jesus. He was born, he will save us all, and he'll be the king who will rule us with great goodness. Isn't that incredible news? Now, I think you would have been very happy if you heard that too. I would have been. All of us would have been happy to hear that news. And then somebody says, but how will we know which child it is? There might be another child who's born. And the angel said, oh, you'll know who it is. You'll find him wrapped in cloths in a manger, a feeding trough for the animals. Just go and look in the stables and you'll find the baby Jesus. And immediately somebody says, let's go and look for him. And up we get to go. And the next moment, the glow in the air seems to get more and more. And you see all these angels gathered together. Hundreds and hundreds and thousands of angels, big shiny angels. And just as you're about to get afraid again, they start speaking. And they speak with these beautiful voices. It sounds like music. It sounds as if they're singing. Even when they're speaking, it's like this huge orchestra sound from all sides as they're up above us and all over. And what do they sing? Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those in whom his favor rests. Now, I'm going to need to explain this a little bit. Glory to God, what's that? What's glory? It's a big word, isn't it? Even for grown-ups, it's a big word. You kind of know what it is, but it's not that clear. Well, glory means saying, isn't God absolutely wonderful? That's giving glory to God. When I say glory to God, I say, isn't God incredible? Isn't he wonderful? And that's what the angels are singing. Because Jesus was born, they say, oh, isn't God absolutely wonderful? That's the one thing. The other thing they say is, peace on earth. On earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. What's peace on earth? They say, well, now that Jesus is born, you know what? The earth is a better place than it's ever been. It's a wonderful place now. The earth is a place where there's peace, and it's peace in our hearts. Peace is it's so good to be here. I don't want to be anywhere else, because there's peace on earth. And that's what it does to know that Jesus has come. So the angels say something that make us want to see Jesus even more. And now I want to slip something into the grown-ups. The kids don't have to worry. I'm not going to take long to do that. But the thing is, if God's glory is proclaimed, if it's not proclaimed, if we don't feel, oh, isn't God wonderful, if we don't do that, if it's not important to us, there can't be any peace on earth. Oh yes, we can try to do things to make the world a little bit better, but it's going to be temporary. The only true and lasting effect for peace on earth would be if we do it from our joy in God. If we give the glory to God, if we're so overwhelmed by that, we become a force for the good on this earth. But the reverse is also true. If there's no peace on earth, it isn't to the glory of God. If we don't also stretch ourselves and try every day in all the little ways to bring about peace on earth, to be a good neighbor, to be a good friend to people, to reach out to people who need it, then there cannot be any glory to God. It's of no use that we gather to sing God's glory. But when we do both, when we really strain ourselves, when we to bring glory to God, to bring peace on earth, then it happens. But let's get back to the story, and I want to end with this. Suddenly the angels disappear. Charlie, if you could help me again. The angels disappear, and it's just the stars above us again. And somebody again says, let's go. Let's go find the Lord Jesus. And so now the kids need to use your imaginations again. Use your imaginations and imagine walking down. The stars are so bright you can actually see the path, because the stones are a light color, and you hear the stones crunching as you walk. Crunching, crunching, and Bethlehem gets nearer and nearer. You see the windows bigger and bigger, and you see a glow coming from an open part, and you think, that's probably the stable. And it is the stable. When you walk into the stable, this is what you see. The Lord Jesus, Joseph, Mary. And so you go down on your knees, because you know this is the Son of God. This is the baby Jesus. And you pray and you thank God for him. And you are so, so happy. Exactly what the angel said has come true. And this, friends, is why we celebrate Christmas. We celebrate Christmas joining all the people that have ever heard, maybe not the angels say, but they've heard the good news. Christ was born for us. And on this day, we are so happy that we've joined a celebration. We gathered here in church. We are going to gather around the tables to celebrate the coming of our Lord Jesus. We lit the candles. We're doing all we can. For 4 weeks, we've grown in anticipation. We had lights up in our houses, Christmas trees, all of it to say we are so happy. Glory to God. Peace on earth. Amen. Lord Jesus, our Messiah, our Savior, we find our deepest joy in you. We glorify your name as we are gathered. We follow you in bringing peace into the world. Help us in this endeavor. Lead us into making Christmas a foretaste of your peace for all of Murray, all of Scotland, all of the world. Amen. Let's sing another praise song, another song to celebrate the coming of Christmas while humble shepherds. be seated. Nick will now lead us in our prayers of intercession. Christmas is a day in which God came to bless the whole world. So let us pray for our world that is in dire trouble. Thank you, Nick.
This morning we're going to pray for various groups of people who find it so much harder than us to celebrate today. And I'm going to break the prayers up into small sections, and after a brief introduction I will pray, "Come Lord Jesus, come," and give you a slight pause to add your own prayers in silence. At this Christmas time we stand amazed that you, the creator of the universe and worlds that we cannot even see, should love us so much that in utter humility you chose to be born as a helpless baby. In so doing, you have shared in our sorrows, pain and grief, so often self-inflicted, and have ultimately borne our sin, so that we can share in your eternal glory and be perfectly loved for all eternity. And so now we turn to think of the conflict zones in our world, whether wars between nations or within nations. We think too of those experiencing violence through terrorism or mass gang warfare. Come, Lord Jesus, come. We pray for refugees, whether fleeing war, persecution, drought and famine, or simply hoping to find a better life for their families. Be with those now stranded in camps in foreign lands, and those so desperate they're prepared to risk all in an often unseaworthy small boat. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Forgive us, Lord, that in our greed we are trashing the beautiful world over which you have given us dominion. We pray for climate justice, and that we all, both at personal and national levels, will make appropriate decisions in how we consume our world's resources. Come, Lord Jesus, come. In our own country, be with the lonely and hopeless. We pray for all worrying about how they're going to eat, heat their homes, and pay the rent or mortgage. Be with our leaders so they can make fair decisions for all. Come, Lord Jesus, come. We pray for ourselves in this coming year, as we prepare to make far-reaching decisions about where we will worship you in the coming years. Strengthen us as a loving, growing, worshiping community, and help us walk each step of the way with you. Come, Lord Jesus, come. And so we close this time of prayer with a couple of lines from a well-known carol. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. Amen.
Thank you, Nick. We close with "Once in Royal David City."
Thank you.
Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.